The Omar Rabbah, the Chazi, the Horman Barlilis, the Shade called Horman Barlilis, Kikaroi, Takufi, the Shur, the Mechuz, he was writing on the top of the wall of Mechuz, a Veroit, Prasha, and a rider was riding, Kirochim, Kiyusa, Mitusei, and he was riding a horse underneath, Loyochel, and he could not reach him. So the guy on top was running faster than the horse rider on the bottom. So the Goyin is Masbir here. Who is Horman Barlilis? So he says that Horman Barlilis is a shade that controls the bottom half of the person that we spoke about yesterday. And the Persian Hashkafa is that the bottom half of the person is divorced from the top half of the person. The bottom half of the person is for Tuma, is for Gashmis, is for a Taiva. And the top half of the person, that's spiritual, because these things don't shtim. These things don't make sense. We're complicated. We're conflicted people. And therefore, there's two separate domains. And the Persian belief is, look, do good with your brain, and then do whatever you want with your body. And they're separate. And we hold that there's a parichas in between. It's like kodesh and kodesh HaKadoshim. The top is kodesh HaKadoshim, the bottom is kodesh. Now, the interesting thing about Kodesh HaKadoshim, about Kodesh, is Kodesh HaKadoshim is inherently holy. Kodesh is only holy because it's next to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, or it's mechubar to it. So Mamela, the way we believe is that you could be Mekadesh the bottom half of your body and bring the Ashpa from the bottom into the top. But what this shade was doing was bringing the Ashpa of the bottom, in, we bring the Ashpa of the top into the bottom. They will bring the hashba of the bottom into the top. What happened was that Horman Barlilis, who controls the bottom half of the body, according to the Chazal that we learned in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, so that shade is now controlling the top half of the body as well. That shade is controlling the top half of the body, and the Goyim says, what does that mean? What that means is that he is controlling and bringing in the koach of the Yetzer Hara, and bringing in the koyach of the kavoid and gaiva and all the bad midos, he's bringing that into the top of the person, into the ruchnis of the person, making that everything that he does is for kavod, everything he does is for himself, everything he does is the opposite. Now, why does the HR do this? So we began explaining it yesterday. The reason is because we are, Hashem created a person with a tremendous understanding of their potential. And a person doesn't usually get satisfied by just gashmias. But if a person can become an animal of his ruchnias and basically make the ruchnias emotions satisfied with a yetzara, that's the best of both worlds. So now, I mean, according to the yetzara, so now he got you, you know, making everything which is good into bad. So that is the symbolism of the of Horman Bar Lilis. Lilis is the Hana'a, is the shade of Hana'a. And Bar Lilis means that Horman is coming from Hana'a. Okay? Where is he running? He's running Akufi de Shura de Machuza. He's running on top of the shura, the wall around the city of Machuza. So we're going to have to figure out what's the symbolism of being on top, what's the symbolism of the wall, and what's the symbolism of Machuza. Right? Everything has a symbolism. So Dr. Goyin, al derech de amru, this part of the Gemara refers to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Unbelievable Goyin. So he brings up a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So like we showed you yesterday, the Goyin dug up a line from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So now he dug up a line from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So let's show you the Gemara. The Gemara says that, let's just find it, Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin, Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says like this. Yeah. It's a little bit complicated, but let's just see it anyway. says the Gemara, Gehenim Kotler. Hamina about Masoyes are because some should come from Matar. Some of those come from Matar. Others should come from Tchias Mesem and Shapir from Dachi Atzibor. These are people that are very, they're machti the rabbin. Gehenim Kolam, Haim Einam Kolam. They outlive Gehenim. Mchokach Lama, even if Shapash the Dam is full. Okay. Shinema. So these are bad people. Va'aleim Omrachana, Hashem Yechotu Merivot. Okay. Now, are these just plain old bad people? So says the next Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avin, they're not so bad. Pneim doimen l'shule kedera. Pneim doimen l'shule kedera. They look like the bottom of a pot. V'amar Rava, v'inu, who are these people? Mishapira Shapira B'nai Machuza. They are of the most upstanding and great people of the city of Machuza, the beautiful people of Machuza. Umekarian, their nickname is B'nai Gehenna. Whoa. So we started off in the Gemara. These are Minim, Masuris, that Bikursim, Shakafu Batira. They outlive Gehenna. Then Rabbi Yitzchak says, by the way, they look like the bottom of a pot. What's going on there? And Rava says, by the way, who have we been talking about? The upstanding, beautiful people of Machuza. And they are considered B'nai Gehenim. So what's going on here? So says the Goyim. Pirish, Shapiri. You know why they're beautiful? Shekol ma'aseim, enem elu lehisnois bohem. Vo'isen kardun lachbar boy. We're not talking about straight up Rishayim. Says the Goyim, these Shapiri de Machuza are people that look like they're doing mitzvahs. These guys are unbelievable. They look like they're doing mitzvahs. They look like they're doing geshmaka stuff. You know, they look okay. You know, but what are they doing? They're doing it just for the purpose of doing their own hana. What was Machuza? Machuza. Why do these people live in Machuza? Because Machuza was Machuza was a center of commerce. And when you're in the center of commerce, you get sucked into the commercial, you get sucked into the culture that everything's about money. And everything's about how you look. And everything's about what everyone else thinks about you. And once you get sucked into that culture, so, you know, that's what it's all about. So even your ruchnius becomes that way.
Where's not?
So that when you get sucked into that, it doesn't stay in the office. It doesn't stay in, you know, in business. Even your learning and your what's it called becomes about that. And now your cover becomes about that. And now when you're and now when you got to get your aliyah and you got to get your mishabeach, it's about that. And when it's, you know, you're making a shidduch, everything's about that now. Everything's about the covet. So these are the Shapiri of B'nai Machuza, and they are the B'nai Gehenim that are like Shule Kedera, like the bottom of a Kedera. What's the deal with the bottom of a Kedera? The Kedera, the pot, the bottom of it gets dirty, but that's because it's there to service the food. The main thing is the food. If you just look at the bottom of the Kedera, all you're going to see is black. So these people are like the bottom of a Kedera. Meaning to say, it's like if you turn it upside down, they're like, oh, the ikkar is the bottom of the kedera. Hello, you're missing the whole point. The ikkar is to turn the kedera the other way around and put food in. So they're the same thing. They're just on the outside. They're just shule kedera. They're just like the bottom of the kedera. They're not filled with food. They're not using the kedera and using it as a kli to cook, to make food with it. They're just the bottom soilus of the kedera. They're focusing on the outside. So therefore, Where is this shade running around? So to going according to that Gemara, that shade runs around in Machuza. Amazing Sushtal from the Goyim. This shade that's turning everything upside down and turning everything into covet and running around in circles just around our own covet, even mitzvahs, is in Machuza. That's what we found in the center of commerce. This reminds me of when I was in Eretz Yisrael. So I was coming back from Eretz Yisrael. I was in the airport. I told you this. And I was in the airport. And I would say I was waiting in line but it's generous. There was a line. I was waiting amongst the mob of people trying to get into security. And there was a semblance of a line. And, you know, called on Gavar. So these two guys are schmoozing. So these two guys are schmoozing. So one of the guys says to the other guy, "What do you do for a living?" So he says, I rent out luxury expensive watches. You know, a guy needs a very expensive watch, a $70,000 watch. He's going to an event. You know, he's fully in Mechuza. He's in the Mashekir, this guy. And he needs this watch for the event, but he can't afford it. So he goes and he rents it for me. So I rent out expensive watches. Okay. So the guy says, "Oh, wow, that's an interesting industry." He's like, "Yeah, it doesn't work everywhere because it can only work in places that people actually care about this stuff." So he says, "Okay, so where do you do it?" He's like, "I think it only works in two places, Tel Aviv and Miami." So in case you're wondering, so we live in Mechuza over here. So anyway, so Zakta going based on the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, that Mechuza was a place that this took place, and that's why Horman Bar Lilis is running around. What's the story with the Mechushura? Why is he running on the wall of the city? What's the idea of the wall of the city? Zakta going, Omru Baba Basra. Another Gemara says in the Gemara Baba Basra, Ani Chayma, I am a wall, Zutayra, the Shaddai Kamigdolais, Elu Tamidei Chachamim. Tamidei Chachamim are like the Shaddaiim that nurse and nurture the people inside the city. That means a baby only survives by nursing from the mother. So who gives the nourishment to the community, to the people, is the Tamidei Chachamim. So they're like the Shaddaiim. And the Chayma is the Torah. So what happens? The B'nai Tamidei Chachamim Shel Mechuza, the B'nai Mechuza, the Tamidei Chachamim of Mechuza are B'nai Gehenim, Ha'iskim B'Torah Lehesnois B'hem. So they are on the Chayma. In other words, the Chayma is the Torah. The Torah is meant to protect the city. The Torah is meant to protect the city. It's meant to give a tzura to the city. It's meant to give a shmira to the city. But what happens in Mechuza is the people learning the Torah go on top of the wall and bring a shade on top and bring hormones there and turn and make that the wall that protects the city is controlled by hormones, and he's running around on the top of the wall. He's the one running around the top. So even the wall of the city, which is the Torah itself, is taken up by B'nai Mechuza. In Mechuza is taken up by the shade, meaning to symbolize that the challenge that we're facing is the challenge of when even the Talmidei Chachamim in the city, even those that are Oisik in Torah and Mitzvahs, even those that are Oisik in good things, all they're doing it is for their own kavod. All they're doing it is for themselves and their B'nai Gehen and Mamish. And that's the challenge. Okay, so that's what he saw. That's what Rabbi Bar Chana saw. That this is the big challenge we're facing. And tomorrow we have to talk about, so why did he see underneath him was running around the horse? Let's get to that tomorrow, Mr. Shem. The next piece. All right? Shkoyach to my son.
Good night.
Good night, Adam.
Good night.